whatever's on your mind. If you dial on in toll-free at 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, Wayne, let's start things out here tonight with getting stoned in the military.
Well, yes, this happened a lot during the Vietnam War as well. And again, when you have a protracted war, things can get sloppy and the quality of the recruits can start to decline. But
that's for sure. They've lowered their recruiting standards year after year, at least the Army has.
They have to, because then there hasn't been a draft like there was back in the 60s. But according to Wired Online, in the Danger Room, there's a video posted there of Afghanistan's toking troops, not exactly battle-ready. Top NATO commander General Stanley McChrystal calls training local soldiers and cops our main effort in Afghanistan. But whipping recruits into shape is a whole lot harder when they're stoned out of their minds. You walk into a whole squad of ANA, Afghan National Army, smoking hashish. They don't understand that the use of drugs, it affects the way that they accomplish their mission, says one disgusted Marine.
So, well, that's funny, because the military has been known for plying its troops with drugs. Just not hash. They have used things like speed in the Air Force and stuff like that.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of hanky-panky around drugs in the middle of wars as well, especially Afghanistan with all the poppy plants there. But anyway, there's a little controversy over that, and there are some soldiers who are disgusted over it, because as when soldiers come out of a tent without a helmet, or they come out missing a lot of gear, you're not exactly battle-ready, and you're asking to be killed.
So there, I got the wrong impression when you were mentioning this story to me over the break. I thought it was going to be about how American troops are getting baked while they're over there. They're trying to make it sound like, oh, it's just these Afghani recruits. They're the ones that are getting high, which is nonsense.
Well, I think it is.
We both know that.
I didn't watch the video yet, and I welcome the listeners to do it, but it appears from the thumbnail of it that the American soldiers are also involved as well.
I would imagine they are.
And I imagine they are, too, especially being stuck over there and having your life always kind of in danger.
Yeah.
And having this stuff available, it would be kind of tempting to want to take a toke or two or three.
I bet there's some good hash in
17.
Afghanistan.
Oh, yes, there is. I understand.
Well, I've seen the pictures that have come over from various soldiers where they come across the fields and fields and fields of marijuana. It's a fairly big crop there.
One time I went to a Christmas party probably 25, 30 years ago, and somebody had put hash in the brownies there, and I ate them, and I didn't know.
Oh.
And I was completely wasted, wiped out. I thought I'd never be the same again.
I had that happen to me at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year. I got my hands on a pot brownie, and oh my gosh, I was so out of it. You can the strength of a pot brownie or a pot cookie, basically what you do is you can make a can of butter. That's the way you do it. You create the butter with you grind up marijuana and you put it in butter and you simmer it for a long time, and then you strain the pot out, and then so the butter has actually extracted the THC from the plant into the butter. And so then you use the butter to cook whatever it is you're going to cook. And so people frequently will use it for cookies or brownies. And so the potency can be fairly wide-ranging. I've had pot cookies that are very, you know, lightweight stuff that really you get a nice little buzz off of. This one kicked my butt. I had a meeting to go to for the I don't know if I should get into all the details, but I had this meeting to go to where I was so out of it. They basically had to hold my hand during it to get me to vote on things. Like, okay, yeah, whatever. Okay,
they bumped your elbow.
Like, I didn't even want to show up. I didn't want to get out of bed. It was so bad.
But I was drinking a beer, and I think I had maybe drank a half a beer, and all of a sudden I'm
wasted. Oh, you're
mixing
it. Yeah,
I was wasted. And I'm thinking, what is in this beer? I thought somebody slipped something in the beer, and then I found out it was in the brownie I ate
an hour earlier.
And really, you know when you get that bad where you think, now, it's not like I do this all the time because I'm clean. I don't do anything now. But back then, I thought, because I remember hearing all these horror stories about people who did LSD and ended up in institutions because they fried their brains. So I really thought my brain was fried.
Wow. That's scary.
So whoever made these knew what they were doing, because they were.
Yeah.
Everybody, even my friend's mother, was really ripped. And then we were all laughing because she was stoned and didn't know it.
Oh, wow. So she had no idea. So you were all in the dark about this.
Yeah, we were all in the dark except for the person who made the brownies.
That's a mean trick to play on somebody.
I agree.
That's not right.
I can look back on it now. It's funny because I've somewhat recovered since then.
You're fine. I mean, you get through it. It's just, they can be really strong. Smoking pot, you'll never get to that point.
Where you'll overdose. Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, you're not likely going to overdose on eating brownies. The only time I've ever heard of somebody overdosing on marijuana would be there was a story about a guy who was smuggling hash, and hash is basically concentrated THC. It's it's basically an alternate version of marijuana. It's more concentrated, black, kind of gooey version, typically. But he had balloons filled with hash that he'd swallowed to go on an airplane ride. So that was how he was smuggling. The idea is, you're going to crap out the balloons later on. And problem is, the balloons split open inside his stomach, spilling the hash inside him.
Massive amounts of it, too.
Yeah, and so he actually, that's the only time I've ever heard of anybody dying as a result of the marijuana-related kind of overdose death. Because otherwise it's impossible. If you're smoking cannabis, you're never going to get to the point where you could take that much. That's just that you couldn't smoke a brick of it because you're going to pass out from smoking too much.
But a broken balloon in your system could also cause an obstruction in your intestinal tract as well, which could kill you too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the claim was that it was the hash that did it. I have no reason to disbelieve that claim, but generally marijuana is a pretty benign, harmless substance. But if you eat pot, if you eat enough of it, the problem is you don't know how much you're getting. You don't know what your dose is. When you're smoking it, you pretty much get the effects within minutes or instantly to, 5 minutes or something like that. Whereas when you're eating it, it's going to take hours and hours for it to come on you. And by that time, if you've taken too much, there is no going back. You just have to get through it.
Yeah, well, I've heard people rave about the pot in Hawaii. Yeah,
used to live down there.
I used to live there. That's all I can say. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah. So, we've kind of gone astray, but I guess it's still related here. The soldiers over in Afghanistan being found to be getting baked on a regular basis, which can't say I blame them.
And I guess what's happening here is the ANA, which is the Afghan National Army, is being trained by the U.S. military. So those guys are used to going out and maybe smoking some hash and... And I think it's very likely that they're influencing some American troops as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you're talking about average Americans who are just part of the military. So inevitably, a number of them are going to be cannabis users. Inevitably. And I think it's funny that they're trying to position the American troops as being the good guys in this, as though that they would never partake of these. Look at those Afghanis. They are so bad. They're taking marijuana. We're good American troops. We would never do something like that, which is poppycock.
Again, I haven't watched the video yet, but if you go to wired.com, the danger room, in the danger room, there's a video. It says, video, Afghanistan's toking troops, not exactly battle ready. And take a look at it and let us know what you think.
All right, we'll go to your calls. Jerry's on the line listening to WBTS in Charleston. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's up?
I hope you don't mind if I change the subject just a bit.
No, it's Free Talk Live. By all means.
Okay. We had a couple of fairly serious incidences here in my state over the last 24 hours or 36 hours or so.
Okay.
The first one happened over the weekend, we had the same snowstorm you guys got up there.
Didn't really hit us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we didn't see any of it.
Wow. We got 12 inches here, and just not far from here, we got 2 feet of snow.
How often does that happen in West Virginia?
Well, it used to happen on a semi-regular basis, but it hasn't really happened since around 1993.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, global warming, right? But whatever the case is, we have a piece of highway here called the West Virginia Turnpike. It's a toll road, but it's also I-64, I-77. It's the main thoroughfare for people coming from New York or any points up north near the New York, Ohio
Hey, Jerry,
area. And
I want you
Canada
to finish your story.
So
Jerry, I want you to finish your story, but I'm going to have to put you on hold. We're going to bring you back, all right? More with Jerry in moments here. We'll have him finish that up in just a bit. You can call in as well and bring up anything at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath?
Oh,
not long. After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your garden in a can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got live streams, broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, as well as a webcam, plus the Free Talk Live listen lines. You can get all the details and get tuned in over at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And from creating new and old media to political action to civil disobedience and market-based activism, you'll find more pro-freedom activism than you might have ever imagined possible when you move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Learn more at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. www.freetalklive.org. As we continue here, Jerry is still with us listening in Charleston to WVTS. Jerry, you were beginning to tell us the story about a recent snowstorm down there, left about up to two feet of snow on the ground, and you were mentioning some of the highways, and we had to cut you off for the break. So go ahead with continue your story.
Okay, well, of course, state officials knew far, far in advance of this this impending snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this this piece of road called the West Virginia Turnpike, which is actually I-64, I-77. It's a main artery from north to south.
Got it.
Of course, a lot of people were traveling, as they will, for the holidays. When the snow started falling, apparently no one thought about, warning the people about the possibility of getting hung up on this turnpike or any issues. And to make a long story short, a couple of tractor trailers jackknifed.
Oh, boy.
And this is probably around maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. The next thing you know, you had about 100 people trapped in their cars on the turnpike with no way out. There was absolutely no way out because this turnpike in this particular section is like a bobsled run. There are walls to the left of you, walls to the right of you, and there's no way out.
Wow.
So these people sat in their cars for 21 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
All night long into the next morning in the cold, in the snow, with, you know, like big tractor trailers in front of them. They couldn't see anything. They didn't know what was going on. They didn't know why they were sitting there.
Wow.
They had no food, no water, and they were running their engines to keep warm, and
sure,
some people had actually run out of gas.
I bet they did.
Okay. Now, here's the funny thing about it. The northbound, now these people, by the way, are in the southbound lane. The northbound lanes were open. People were traveling. And yet, not one state official drove down the northbound lane and stopped to help these people out, who many had children with them, no food, water, bathroom facilities, nothing. They're sitting in their car for 21 hours, and not one official came to help them whatsoever.
Whew.
Finally, of course, the following day, they called out the National Guard and helped to get the, you know, trucks off the highway and get people some water and so forth. But, I mean, it was ridiculous that they sat there all night long without anybody trying to help them when they could have been helped.
That is ridiculous.
Okay. The other thing that happened just happened this morning. Around midnight, there was a car wreck on another one of our interstates, I-64. And the people were called out, you know, the fire department and so forth, to go investigate. The car was gone, but pieces of the car were there. And so was the impact point, but the car was gone.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back, you know, go back home. About 40 minutes later, they get another call to the same spot. This time when they arrived, there were five cars wrecked on the interstate. Three of them had to be towed off. Now, the reason for the wrecks is because the interstate had black ice on it.
Oh, geez. Mm.
Now, apparently, no official, as far as we can tell so far, nobody called in for any salt to put on the highway. Now, six cars have wrecked so far, and no one calls for salt.
God.
About 1 hour later, after they cleared up those five cars, a tractor trailer comes through.
Oh, gosh.
Apparently slides, hits a bridge abutment, bursts into flames, and kills the driver. So that happened last night at 1:30, and they're still, as I'm speaking right now, still cleaning that up.
Wow. So, boy, we sure do need the state to run the roads, don't we?
Well, yeah. I mean, I just can't believe the kinds of incompetence that we have witnessed here just in the last two or three days.
Man, that is
something
so scary.
Something is going definitely bad here in this country.
Well, I don't know if something has gone bad beyond just that this is the natural result of what happens when you give people a monopoly over anything, over, in this case, the roads. I mean, it's not going to really matter to them too much whether you live or die on their roads. I mean, in the long run, they probably don't want too many people dying because, well, then their tax base will go down. But overall, it's not like people can get upset and boycott them or that they can decide to go on a different road because they're almost all state-run and state-operated. And yet when I talk about the voluntary society on this show, the first objection from people is, well, what about the roads? My God, we can't let the – we wouldn't even have roads if it weren't for the state. Well, what if we had privately run and privately operated or charitably run roads or whatever the organizations would be that would operate these things? At least then you could hold somebody to accountability for doing a poor job of road maintenance. In this case, I can guarantee you that no bureaucrats will be held accountable because they'll all pass the buck and say, well, it wasn't my responsibility. It wasn't my – don't look at
well,
me.
Well, we've already had that on the news. We had the governor on the news with all the department heads, and, of course, everyone came up with their own excuse as to why this thing happened.
Sure.
But the biggest problem, I think, is in this particular instance is it's been a habit now for about 20 years to put people in place that have no idea about that particular job category. I mean, you know, they'll pick people that don't have a clue about highways and make them the head of the highway department.
Well, that's political cronyism. It's not finding somebody who's competent and knows that particular field.
Yeah. It's all the buddy system now, and if you've got a friend that helped you get elected, then you put him in some place where he makes a lot of money, but, you know, he doesn't have a clue what he's doing. And you know what really makes me mad, too? Even in our little state, we've got all what I call parade vehicles. We've got probably 20 parade vehicles here. These are these million-dollar command centers that the federal government shelled out millions of dollars for and gave one to every little burg in the country after 9/11. And you see them at the county fairs. You see them in the parades.
Right.
You see them, you know, parked where people could – but – they never use them for anything. They could have used one, you know, just here a couple of days ago.
Right.
But you never see them.
They just use them to show off.
Right.
Look at us. We're so special. Look at all the money we've got to throw around. Oh, it's your money. Well, too bad. You can't take it away from us. I mean, that's just it. You could be as outraged as you want, and I'm so glad you called with the story because it is outrageous, and we never would have heard about it had you not called, so I really appreciate you taking the time to do it. But it's a perfect example of the incompetence of bureaucracy and how they're completely unaccountable. As you were saying, they'll just pass the buck. On boy, y'all, we're so sorry that you people died. Thank goodness it wasn't my family members. You know, what are you supposed to do about this? Hey, Jerry, thank you so much for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Gosh, we sure can't have anybody but the government run the roads. That might make it so they work.
Have you seen Disney World roads?
Yeah, exactly. They're immaculate. More coming up. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine flame-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets, jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you're invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including our Facebook profile. You can go and become a fan over there. Totally free at Facebook.freetalklive.com. That's Facebook.freetalklive.com. And we invite you to take the startpage.com 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today. Startpage.com. As we continue with your calls about what you want, Glenn is on the line. Glenn, the empiricist in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Glenn, well, what's an empiricist?
An empiricist is someone who believes that knowledge comes from experience.
Very good, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to comment on your previous topic about knowledge coming from the people in Afghanistan, the soldiers there imbibing in controlled substances. And I just want to say that I have some experience in this area, that I was an enlisted soldier in the United States Army for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And I can assure you that they are buying as much good stuff as they can off their Afghani buddies as they can.
Yeah, I bet.
I was in Germany, but at the same time, I was kind of in a weird position in that I was not their typical enlisted soldier. And I assure you, this is occurring whether they publicize it or not.
Absolutely. I mean, I know people, and I know that if you've got people in a certain area, they're going to engage in those things, especially just, you know, the types of folks that are going to sign up for the military. People use marijuana all across the economic strata, whether they're rich or they're poor, which means that military members are certainly users, too.
And if you no question. And there was a huge complement of California people in the U.S. Army when I was there. And I bet there still are a huge complement of California people, which is where I moved from to come to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Nonetheless, they are all missing Taco Bell and good substances, as we shall say.
Dude, you want a tote, man?
Dude, I feel so good. I told the U.S. Army that I had used marijuana approximately 900 times when I enlisted, and they said,
no problem.
As long as you agree not to do it, and they've lowered their standards since now, then there was no problem. And I successfully completed my military obligation and was honorably discharged with awards. So what does that
How
tell
about
you?
That? Yep, that's exactly what I expected to hear. I thank you for sharing it. Anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, you know, happy Festivus. It's a festival for the rest of us. If you're a reason's greetings to all those people that are non-reasonable out there. And while I like Christians, I am married to one, in fact. I want to say thanks to Ian. I don't always agree with you. I'm a little bit more on Mark's side of things. But, hey, thanks for what you're doing. And if no one has said that from the political side lately, I hope I am the first one.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And when did you get here to New Hampshire?
I moved last year, last October, and have since bought a place. I got to give kudos to the Porcupine Realtor. If you really are thinking about buying in New Hampshire, he is definitely the one to go to.
PorcupineRealtor.com. That's Mark Warden. He's a great guy and sponsor of the show. So you've made the move about a year ago. Was it worth it? I mean, are you pleased with your decision?
Well, I'm not on pharmaceuticals anymore, and I can take the stress of living day to day, which is a great relief from Southern California.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's quite
an endorsement. The People's Republic of.
Now, where in Southern California did you live?
Huntington Beach.
Oh, boy, I've been there. Yeah, that's pretty stressful.
Right behind the Orange Curtain, that's right. Sublime and Offspring and all those guys, they're from down there, too.
Right on, man. So you must be looking forward to the Liberty Caravan coming up in 2010. There's a group of folks coming out from California. They're making their move to New Hampshire, and they're all driving out here in a caravan, so that's going to be kind of fun.
To be honest, I'm surprised it hasn't occurred beforehand. My wife and I drove out two vehicles and a trailer, and I'm surprised people in California are usually better connected. I guess I thought I'd missed the wave, but apparently not. So all those folks out there in California, you guys can still come.
Yeah, you can go to, I think it's libertycaravan.com is the website where things are getting staged and set up for the move. I think it's going to happen right before the Liberty Forum. They're going to be caravanning up and arriving for the Liberty Forum, which will actually tell you about the Liberty Forum here. You can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about it. Going to be great speakers. Jacob Hornberger is going to be there from the Future of Freedom Foundation. Judge Andrew Napolitano is going to be one of the keynote speakers.
Shelley Roach
will be there as well. A lot of other folks have been announced, and more to come. The other two keynote speeches have not yet been announced, so who knows what that or who they are going to be. But yeah, I'm hoping that maybe the Liberty Caravan will become a yearly occurrence. I think that would be kind of cool. Maybe, you know, there'll be one in 2010, and maybe some folks will come out in 2011 and do another one then. But looking forward to it. And thanks for coming out here, and look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks, Glenn, for the call tonight. Let's talk to Bill in Kentucky. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne.
How's it going, guys?
Bill, what's on your mind?
I wanted to follow up with Jerry talking about the highways, the roads in West Virginia.
Yes.
Just to reiterate how bad the roads are, and Jerry will know what I'm talking about if he still listens. He'll be shaking his head, yes. Back when I was in college, I went out of the country for a few months, and one of the highlights... It sounds terrible, but one of the highlights of my trip and being connected back home was looking at I-64, which is actually West Virginia is right across the river from me here. And between Charleston and Huntington, West Virginia, which is just a few miles away from me, it was at that point in time supposed to be the deadliest strip of highway in the United States for fatality. And I would actually look... while I was in overseas at, you know, to see, okay, was there another wreck on I-64 today? And almost daily during that period of time, there was a wreck and somebody was killed.
Jeez.
And it wasn't even then, because that was almost 7 years ago, But even then, somebody didn't speak up and go, maybe we need to do something here. And it wasn't just till maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, they started in between that stretch putting cable barriers to reduce the number of fatalities. So I don't know. I guess West Virginia, particularly that part right there, just I don't know why the increase in emphasis exists there. But it cost a lot of people their lives. And, you know, just because of the lack of initiative of the people who control the roads. So, And also wanted to say I'm looking forward to a good time coming up to New Hampshire in the next few days. I'm heading out the 25th.
Oh, wow.
And I've had a couple of invites from people. Oh, hey, we're doing this. Come over here. Check this out. So, you know, and hopefully maybe I'll get some more on the forums. And I know I'm coming at kind of a inconvenient time, but it's all I got. And I'm hoping to see the best of Keene and Grafton and a few other places. So,
oh, well, that's fantastic. Well, anybody that's coming up here should head over to the various different forums. If you're planning a trip to New Hampshire, the best times to come up are during the Pork Fest during the summer, which is a great camping event, and also the Liberty Forum, as we mentioned, in March. But if you're coming any other time during the year and you know where you're going to come up to, you go to there's a forum over at nhfree.com, and there's also the Free Keene Forum. Also, the freestateproject.org site has a forum as well. But if you post that you're coming up and when you're coming up, usually people are pretty good about saying, hey, we're here and this is what we're doing. And certainly over at Free Keene, we have our calendar at calendar.freekeene.com. Kind of lays out some of the things that are going on a weekly and daily basis that you can come out to. And there's always great social events on a weekly basis. In Manchester, they have the Taproom Tuesdays. On the Seacoast, they have a Wednesday event. Here in Keene, we've got a Sunday event. So you can really make the rounds all across the state and socialize with a lot of great folks. So look forward to seeing you when you come up, Bill. Thank you for the call tonight, and have a safe trip. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's enough time for your call if you make it right now. We'll get you in here in the remaining moments of the program. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all. Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of. Odysseus, the Rebel. Now available from Big Head Press. Order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Borders, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
It's time. Wake up. This is Just In Case You Care, and yeah, I'm talking to you. That's my booklet of truth for the people of America and the wake-up call for action to save our freedom. Get a copy for you and your friends at yahimtalkingtoyou.com and get involved with saving our country. That's yahimtalkingtoyou.com if you want to be part of the solution. Otherwise, just go back to sleep. You'll adjust to enslavement.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call. If you make it now to 800-259-9231, that's the Stickle CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all those features on the site for free. And if you appreciate this program, we would appreciate your vote. If you haven't yet voted for us this month, please go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. You only ask you to do it once a month, and it makes a difference for us because it helps push us up the top 10 chart over at Podcast Alley. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. Also, another great place to go to help promote Free Talk Live is promote.freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of banners and flyers and other things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com to the phones and the fun. Adam is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Hey, you guys go snowboarding all this winter?
I'm not much into the snowboarding, but I did try the ski blading last year, and that was kind of fun.
You gonna do any more this winter?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It all depends. I'm not much of a sports guy in general.
My son loves to carve, man.
Is that what they call it? That
yeah,
the
he's carving
term?
In the mountain, man. It's really cool. I listen to these guys talk.
You're not into it, Wayne?
Well, no, like, I'm just too old. I don't want to bust up my leg again or nothing, you know?
Far out.
Oh, you'll be good. It's safer than skiing because both of your legs are together. You know, you can't end up doing a splits on accident or anything.
That's why I didn't like snowboarding.
Perfect.
That's what I did not like about snowboarding when I tried it, was that both of my legs were together. I felt like I did not have enough control.
Yeah, if I were to go back to it, a doctor fixed my knee really well about 15 years ago, and I really don't want to mess it up so everything works well. But when I did ski, I really enjoyed it. I think if I were going to take it up again, I think I would probably snowboard with my son. But cross-country skiing at this point is what I'm focusing on.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Some good places up there to go.
Yes, there are. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, what else is on your mind tonight?
I was just kind of thinking that there's kind of a lopsided amount of weirdos in the Liberty Movement. What's your thoughts on that?
How do you
define
weird?
A weirdo, yeah.
conspiracy theorists, nut jobs, antisocial. You know what I mean.
Well, I would say that I don't know how many liberty-minded people here are conspiracy theorists. If they are, they certainly don't promote them. So I would say
I'm not necessarily saying in New Hampshire. I'm just saying kind of in the movement in general.
Hmm. I can't really say. I mean, I've only had experience down in Sarasota, Florida, where I was involved with the Libertarian Party, and that was pretty much the same 10 people. So I don't think that any of them were particularly zealous conspiracy theorists. But I would say that I think it's fairly accurate to suggest that this movement is overrepresented as far as loners are concerned, because, well, when you find out about liberty and you talk to people about it and they reject it, then it kind of makes you feel like you're all alone.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, don't you find it odd that people around this country, through the judicial system, every day, probably thousands of Americans are charged with criminal conspiracy, but when anybody accuses somebody in power of wrongdoing, they're labeled a conspiracy theorist. So, yeah, I think there's some wacky theories out there, but there's also a lot of situations where somebody might be called a conspiracy theorist when they might actually be on the trail of something real, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
I think something else that's definitely true about the liberty movement is that men are heavily overrepresented in that there are not as many women as there are men, and I think that's unfortunate. Thank goodness we now have the Ladies of Liberty Alliance that has been formed within the last year or so to help counteract that and to help bring more ladies into the movement. I think that will help with the legitimacy of the movement, help bring more men and women in general that maybe don't have the antisocial tendencies that some liberty folks have. But I must say that, at least here in New Hampshire, I don't see that. If there are antisocial people, they certainly aren't coming out and socializing, as I suppose antisocial people would not do. But we get together. You heard Chris call in earlier tonight. He was calling from a Festivus party. There were about well over a dozen people there. We had 25 people at a recent Social Sundays event. The place that we were at was packed full of liberty activists. This is, for me, this is the most social liberty movement I've ever been a part of up here in New Hampshire. At least these people are getting together on a weekly basis and more often and just hanging out. They're not necessarily doing, I mean, there's activism happening too, but there are social bonds that are being created here that I've never seen happening anywhere else.
Right.
So.
And if you had all these people who were loners, they wouldn't be doing that. But I've been pleasantly surprised, especially lately, at all the women, ladies getting involved in the liberty movement. I think that's a really great development.
So, Adam, any other thoughts?
Any thoughts on why it's so lopsided, men versus women?
Testosterone.
What does that mean? How's that an answer to that question, Wayne?
Well, I think men tend to sense threats like that maybe more. I mean, I'm generalizing here, but for some reason men seem to, wherever they're going, whatever their mindset is, maybe their antennas pick up dangers of liberty before women in some cases? I don't know.
Some have suggested, and what would be interesting to hear a woman answer this question rather than us guys here,
yep.
But some have suggested that biologically perhaps women are more interested in security and they believe the line, they believe the propaganda that the state is actually helping people and the state is keeping things safe and that sort of thing, and that maybe that's why they're more likely to less likely to be involved in this. But again, I think a lady's answer would be more appropriate to that particular question.
But men were traditionally hunter-gatherers, and I think we still have those instincts within us to sense danger. And we're out and about in the world, and I think that maybe, I think men are just a little more strongly attuned to threats to liberty than women, but I could.
Well, but how about this, though, Wayne? I bet if a lady perceived that the state was threatening her children, all of a sudden she'd get real interested in liberty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I guess it all depends, and I hope that, I mean, obviously we're in the last 5 minutes of the show here. If we can get a lady to call in and answer that question, I think it would be far better by them than us. Anything else, Adam?
That's it. Thanks,
Chris, for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And maybe the other factor is that for whatever reason, maybe the men got involved in the first place for whatever the reason was, and then when a woman would come in to a meeting or something like that or a gathering and be surrounded by a bunch of guys, that might have been, I don't know, less than attractive for her, and then she might just have decided to go away. And then the next lady that came, there was no more women, no women there, and so the fact that there weren't women became maybe a self-fulfilling kind of prophecy for the movement. I'm not sure about that. But what I do know is that, again, comparing my experience here in New Hampshire to my experience down in Florida, there are far more women involved up here in New Hampshire than I've seen before in the liberty movement in general. Would you say that's accurate?
Absolutely. I also think that we're further down the road to tyranny now, where women's children are being threatened at this point.
yes.
between CPS and all this other stuff. So some of these other issues, because of the encroaching state, are also affecting women now before they didn't, before they were more peripheral and people said, oh, you're imagining things, you know, 10, 20 years ago. Now it's happening. It's out in the open more. And I think more people see it, and it's affecting more people's lives in their realm of existence.
Well, I'm going to leave this as an open question, and hopefully we'll get some more comments. I'm going to make a note. Maybe we'll bring it up later during the week, and we can get some ladies calling in. Let's talk to Andy in the meantime in California. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Andy out in California.
You're on the air, Andy. Andy. What's on your mind?
Is this Mark and Ian?
No, it's Wayne and Ian.
Oh, Wayne and Ian. Wayne, excuse me.
That's right.
Talked to you guys before, and I just want to let you know that we do have a group out here, a little neophyte group called the Coalition of Learning Disabled, and we're looking for people that would look to support us to get this Judicial Transparency Act through on the ballot out here.
Okay, and how could people?
I can leave my phone number off air if you'd like.
Well, if you want to give a website or something like that.
The thing is, I'm clunky illiterate, so I have to leave a phone number, or I can have my girlfriend get on, and she can leave you her email or my email.
It's up to you. I mean, you're on national radio.
I'm on national,
so.
I'll just have you guys give me a call, but it's area code 209-293-4091, and we have this thing called the Judicial Transparency Act, where we want to get a CD or a DVD player in the courtroom and save the taxpayers millions of dollars. And update the court system.
You're talking about for recording. You're not talking about playback. You're talking about recording the court.
Yeah, recording it or a DVD so I can be the host of America's Funniest Courtrooms on Friday night.
Oh, that sounds like a real hit.
Yeah, you know. And we think you're using a machine that's 140 years old that's a shorthand machine and it's third-hand information. We ought to just, this way with a CD or a DVD, you'll hear the inflection or see body language. And everything will move along quicker and save the taxpayers money.
I think it's a fine idea, and it's just an example of how antiquated the government is. They don't have the incentive to update their systems. They're still using old, just ancient technology in many cases. I know that here in New Hampshire, the courtrooms use cassette tape to do their audio recording. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. Hey, thanks for the call. We're out of time for tonight. It has been Ian with you.
And Wayne.
Wayne, thanks as always for coming in. Enjoy the rest of your holiday with your family.
I will.
And
thank
I will
you.
Be here tomorrow night. And I think Josh will be joining us for tomorrow night's Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. So be sure you join us as well. The conversation will continue, and we'll continue taking your phone calls about absolutely anything.
Ho, ho, ho.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.